I'm just looking at every outlet talking about Portadown down not playing in the first game of the Premiership on Saturday and having 3 points deducted. Let's speak to a man who probably was the first to write this story, Mark McIntosh from The Sun. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
It's been running for a while, this. Portadown yeah. are in difficulty. Just explain the background to it, Mark.
Yeah, they've had several difficulties with different rule breaches in the past few months. They've had a £5,000 fine for one breach. They were deducted 12 points from the start of this season for a different breach. And this one involves just disciplinary fines that weren't paid correctly and weren't paid on time. So basically the RSFA's disciplinary committee have suspended them from all football activity until the Monday after the fine is paid. Now, that means that fine obviously is paid this morning, as is my information, then according to the rules, they will not be able to play against Coleraine in the opening league game on Saturday. They would be suspended until Monday. The problem with that is that they're also due to have an appeal hearing tomorrow night about the 12-point deduction. But if they're suspended from all football activity, that meeting can't take place. So it's just an almighty mess. And if that fine then strictly isn't paid until next week, then they would have to wait until the following Monday. It's just a ridiculous mess just on the eve of a new season.
And in the meantime, if they don't pay it, they play Ballinamallard quite quickly after the Coleraine game, so they could be 6 points down, couldn't they?
Exactly. Now, they won't have more points taken off. Obviously, it'll just be whoever they play in the games that won't be played will be given a 3-0 victory. So if they start with minus 12, that's what they will stay on. But anyone who's supposed to face them will receive 3 points without kicking a ball. Listen, I know for a fact Coleraine want to play the game on Saturday. Disappointing that they maybe found out about this through the media as opposed to the RSFA or the league. That's always disappointing for clubs, but it's probably the way of the world these days. Like I said, it's just a complete mess. That said, my understanding is that there will be a meeting today or possibly early this evening. The RSFA have quite a controversial rule that they can use discretion on many different things, and Portadown would be quite hopeful that the RSFA will use their discretion today and this game will be played. According to the rules, that's not the way it's supposed to work, but sometimes the rules aren't exactly followed the way we all read them.
So you would still be hopeful that the game between Portadown and Coleraine this Saturday might happen?
Yeah, I think there is a chance it'll happen. As things stand right now, the game is off. But I think that could change during the day. I know Portadown would be quite hopeful that that's going to happen. And I know that certainly the RSFA and the Northern Ireland Football League were looking into that last night. So there is a possibility. There's a glimmer of hope for them. But as things stand right now, that game is off.
Do you think Pat McGibbon regrets becoming the manager of Portadown?
I don't think so. I knew that, you know, he knew that there were a lot of difficulties when he took the job. He's doing his best to try and sort things out at the club. I know he's made a lot of changes. The players are responding to him. He's made a few signings as well. Pat McGibbon's certainly the one I feel sorry for a lot of this. And the players, you know, I had a few players contact me last night not knowing what the situation was. And, you know, that's not helpful. I think the club should probably keep them informed. They may say that there maybe wasn't time to do that. But if journalists know about it, I think players should probably know about it as well.
Must be very embarrassing for the league trying to kick off an exciting new season and a Horlicks like this happening.
Exactly. You know, it's the last thing they need. They actually have their official launch tonight. And unfortunately, this is probably the thing everyone's going to be talking about. Instead of, you know, the new exciting signings we have in the league, like Nacho Novo and Paddy McCourt and the likes. It's another thing. It seems to be before every season we'll have some sort of a calamity, and they just never let us down.
Who do you think will win it?
At the minute, I still couldn't see past Crusaders. I think the signing of Roy Carroll, absolutely huge for Linfield. I think he'll be worth at least 10 points to them this season. But Crusaders have signed very smartly. They did their business early. They brought in experienced players. They brought in winners. And they were already the best side, so I can't see past the Crews this year.
Yeah, it seemed a very, very strong panel, Mark. The word going about this morning, Mark, and maybe it's all like just bluster and rumour that Pogba mightn't be going to Man United. Did you hear anything about that?
I haven't heard too much about it, but again, it's the most boring transfer saga ever, I think. You know, it just seems to drag on and on and on. It's one of those ones, you can see the season starting, and we're still talking about Pogba going to United, and it will eventually happen before the deadline. It's happened so many times before. I remember a Gareth Barry one, when he was supposed to be leaving Aston Villa to go to Liverpool, which never happened, and all these sorts of things. They drag on and on and on. I think it still will eventually happen.
It fills some column mentions, however, transfer rumours.
Oh, it's incredible. Some people think we just pluck them out of the sky, but there's always information coming. That's the thing.
Be honest with me. Do not be sitting on a quiet day saying, right, there's always a chance that, oh, I think, like, here's a good one. I think Michael O'Neill might be the next manager of Hull. You could get a couple of pages out of that.
Yeah, if you wanted to, you probably could, but you would probably have to speak to Michael or speak to Hull to see if there was an interest.
That's why you're a professional, Mark. That's why you're a professional. Listen, thanks for the input, fella. Thank you. Thank you. Mark McIntosh from the Sun, 24 minutes past 10. Good morning to you. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.